您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。It's a common thing to see popcorn and Coke being sold in cinemas. However, in some cinemas, food from outside are not allowed. Is it reasonable? And also, on the other hand, is it okay to bring any kind of food into cinemas? 爆米花和可乐几乎是每家电影院必备的标配。然而，部分影院却贴出谢绝外带食品的告示，从外面买的食品不允许进电影院。那影院自售的就能带进去，这种霸王条款是否合理呢？ Do you think it's a problem?
Okay, why did you pay a handsome price to go see a movie in this black room? That is to watch the movie. It's not for you to dine and wine and dine there, okay? So I think there's a perfect reason why people should not be allowed to eat anything. That's my ideal
situation.
That's what
you do, isn't it?
Yes, because I understand that when you go into the cinema and get your Coke and your food there, it's...at a super expensive price.
Well, there's that too, isn't there?
But I don't want to violate the rules. I'm a very civilized audience, so in order to avoid that feeling of guiltiness that I actually brought food with me from, you know, the outside, then I simply get prepared. I drink and eat beforehand, and I go in just, you know, feel prepared to watch that movie.
Interesting. For me, it's all about choice. Now,You know, when I go to the cinema, I do want to have something to eat and drink during the film, but I don't want what they're selling, and I don't want to pay the price that they're selling it for. I don't want to have a soft drink that has the equivalent of 20 spoonfuls of sugar in it, and I don't want to have their popcorn because that's too noisy as food. So I must confess that I do take my own food and drink to the cinema. I did it in the UK only last month. I went to the cinema with my dad to watch Jurassic World, and when we're in the house, I said to him, I said, look, put these two cans of Diet Coke into your jacket pocket. And he said, why? And I said, just do it. And then we went to the cinema, and I said, look, keep them in your pocket, whatever you do. I said, look, they might question me, but they'll never ask you, because you're your age. It would be too, you know, they're too respectful. They'll never ask you what's in your pocket. Besides which, I said, if they ask me, then I'll demand that there's the police and a lawyer there before I'm searched by any member of a cinema staff. So...You know, I think it's a question of choice. You know, they're not selling something that I want to buy for a reasonable price. If they did sell something I wanted for a reasonable price, then I'd be very happy to pay it.
I think this is a question of violating the rules or not. Did you not see there was a sign saying food and drink from outside are forbidden as you enter our cinema?
Well, if it's a Chinese cinema...I haven't seen that, no. And if it's a UK one, there was a court case about this, actually, because a cinema chain did take someone to court for taking the food in, and they were found that there was no case, that people could take their own food and drink into the cinema there, and that the cinema had no right to stop them. That was the ruling of the court. So, again, you know... They're charging too much. They already rip you off for the ticket price, especially in China, right? Why are we paying New York prices in West Beijing to go to the cinema? You know, we pay the same price as they pay in Times Square, New York, to go to the cinema, and then they try and charge you again for food and drink. Think of it this way, He Yang and Xiao Hua. Imagine buying three cinema tickets, right?And having an empty seat next to you, you've paid the equivalent of someone to sit in that seat just for your food. You know, it's like...
Okay, well, you have your right not to purchase it. You know, you don't have to sneak in stuff, and, you know, that's sort of like cheating. And think about all those restaurants and bars. There's always the rule that you don't bring food from some other restaurant into this one, and you don't bring drinks from another bar to this bar.
Well, in the Malatang shop I mentioned earlier, they're quite happy. As long as you buy something there in their little restaurant, they're happy for you to take a piece of cake from the cake shop out of your pocket and eat that as well. So this would equate to, if you've bought the cinema ticket, you should be able to take your own food and drink.
I think it really depends on what businesses we're talking about. Even in cinema, some cinema has this rule of no food from outside, while others don't. But for me, I'm kind of torn by it. On the one hand, I agree with you, Mark, that food sold inside a cinema are grossly overpriced. And on the other hand, I agree with He Yang that sometimes people eating inside the cinema is really distracting. It takes away from your own movie-going experience.
Well, there's also people on their phones, and that's a whole different issue. Mm-hmm. And the kind of food, why do they sell the noisiest food ever invented, popcorn?
Is popcorn that noisy?
Why don't they just sell people banana sandwiches? You know, a totally silent food.
That's interesting.
The other thing is that you can take your own food onto planes. You know, they're quite happy for you to take your own food onto a flight.
But then you have to buy it in the airport after you check in, right? Because
before
at the security check, they're going to bar any food and beverage.
They ban beverages, but not food. I mean, you can take a sandwich from home if you want to onto a plane.
Okay, I've never tried that.
Well, I never thought about it.
I have, because I have, and I'll tell you why. It's because on
so, Mark, you bring your food everywhere, right?
Because on the European budget airlines, where you have to pay for the food
as an
extra. Yeah. You know, who wants to pay 50 quai for a sandwich on a flight? You know, that's why I take my own.
Well, I think I understand why you want to bring your own food, but I just think sometimes for, you know, the sake of people who are sitting around you, and also, you know, just not to violate rules. And
I think you work for the cinema. Feel
bad about yourself, and you feel that...
I don't feel guilty. They should feel guilty. First they sell me an overinflated price ticket, and then they try to compound that by selling me some food that they've bought wholesale for a few yuan. They try and sell it to me for 48 quai for two medium-sized drinks and a medium popcorn, and that is called extortion.
Well, that's called business, and you're perfectly fine to not purchase it. And
I don't. I take my own. So we agree. I'm so glad we agreed at the end, Hoya.
By the way, I think cinemas do have to make money from selling food and drinks, because there is research showing that their major revenue are from food and drinks and these other products, not from actually box office sales. So, you know, kind of have to cut them some slack for having this unfair rule.
But this shows that the film companies, which demand a massive percentage of the income from cinemas, are just plain greedy.
Yeah, well, all businesses are greedy, right?
They're not. Some of them are operated in a way where everyone is happy. Clearly, if some people are taking their own food into the cinema, then a lot of people are not happy with the prices and the choices of food which are being offered.
Well, I think when, in this story, actually, some woman took in, like, chicken wings and burgers and just anything you can think of into the cinema, and I think it's really just going a bit too far, and I think it's really kind of disturbing other people. And there's the smell, too, you know, it's really annoying. And, Mark, you know, if you made your dad bring in food for you and him...
Well, it was two Diet Cokes, it wasn't food.
Okay.
I had the food.
You had the chicken wing, which is...
I had the food, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it does have to depend on what kind of food is it. Because I don't think Mark is that kind of uncivilized people who would eat chicken feet or smelly tofu or baozi with some leek as the filling.
Smelly tofu would be going too far, wouldn't it, really?
But still, going into a confined place and eating KFC chicken doesn't make it better. I'm still smelling fried chicken.
I agree with you. I mean, no one's disagreeing.
Probably uncouth, you know. Mark, actually, I cannot believe that you actually did it.
I didn't do it. I did not take KFC into the cinema. You totally fabricated that little story and then accused me of doing it.
Plus, the smell of KFC chicken is much less than the smell of popcorns. You do not have any idea how strong the smell of a butter-coated popcorn is.
Calm down, because I did not take KFC
into the cinema. I thought it was a chicken wing. And I think because popcorn is sort of the staple thing to have in cinemas, and people and a lot of people purchase it on the spot, so that's sort of been tolerated. But when people are bringing baozi and like all kinds of stuff in. I think it's really...
They should at least have the courtesy to offer it to their fellow cinema goers.
No.
Pass
it
around.
By the way, our listener He says, it is acceptable to take food into the cinema. You know it's a time for people to relax, as long as you don't persuade others to share the food with you or make some loud noises around.
I think discretion is the thing here, you know. Do it discreetly. And try and keep within the rules. If there is a written rule, I've never seen a sign saying it is forbidden to bring in your own food and drink into
the
cinema.
You mean in China?
Well, maybe I've seen it, but I haven't understood it there.
Yeah, that's probably why.
And also, Thomas says, I almost want to kill the person who ate pao ya zhuar, so preserved duck cloth or duck legs on the back seat of the cinema I was going to. Certainly that's not quite a good smell. And some other people, Hong Lin said that she had seen people eating chicken neck. Duck neck.
Yeah.
So equally strong smelled and disgusting, and it has bones. And probably some people who are not civilized enough would just throw the bones.
I think this is the thing, isn't it? It's showing respect to the other people who are there. You know, I think if you're going to do it and it's not forbidden, then at least show some respect and don't take really smelly food. But I would say to people who eat popcorn that they bought at the cinema, that is disrespectful to me, to constantly hear this popcorn being eaten all around me. Because remember, when I go and see a Hollywood movie in China, I am listening to the dialogue. I know that most of the other people around me are reading the subtitles, and they think that no one's actually listening, but
what?
I'm trying to.
What a slightly arrogant presumption of people sitting around you. I mean, I think everybody wants to hear what's going on in the movie. It's not something to be distinguished by what language you speak. And I think, but actually...
No, I'm making the assumption that the people sitting around me would be relying on the subtitles mainly.
But you still want to hear the sound effects
now,
and all that.
They may
stuff,
be
right?
They may be cleverer than me, and they may understand some of the dialogue, but they also have the subtitles. I only have my ears to rely on.
Oh,
and
okay.
If my ears are full of popcorn noises, it's much harder for me. So what I'm saying is that I think that because a lot of people are reading the subtitles, they think that the audio track of the movie is much less important because everyone's reading the film, but I'm not.
By the way, the way to make less noise when eating popcorn is to throw in one a time in your mouth and not a bunch of them a time. You
what
know,
if,
that
what,
makes it
what if
really
you miss
bad.
And one goes over your shoulder? Into the person's mouth behind
Don't
you.
Don't throw it in your mouth. You can just gently put it in. By the way, I
do that. Do you ever put popcorn in your mouth and then you wait for a noisy part of the movie to crunch it?
Oh, yes.
Or,
that's so considerate of you.
Or you just let it slowly dissolve in your mouth.
Oh, that is...
I think the trick, taking
away the fun.
I think the trick is to, you know, put one popcorn into your mouth and use the warmness and the saliva to, like, moist it, and there won't be the crunchy noise. And I think that's really essential here.
Okay, and now I have to end the topic discussion, which is going too long, by reading a few of our listeners' messages. Pizza Chungmao Lin says, I totally agree with Mark, and I, too, sneak food into the cinema. It's not a big deal. Some cinemas actually allow you to take your own food. And Hong Lin says she never buys the food there, too, because she thinks is overpriced, and that's beyond reasonable profit already. And last but not least, Draco accuses us of being either sponsored by the cinema or Diet Coke, because the guys have been mentioning it for too often in the discussion.
Well, the latter is certainly the fault of Mark.
But you're the one that brought KFC into the discussion for no reason.
Okay. I made it clear from the beginning that I don't bring drink nor food into the cinema, and I persuade everyone to do the same as I do. Be a model audience and focus on that movie.
Which makes you a spokesperson of the cinema.
Okay.